Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the Endowment for the Business of Government. We created the Endowment in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the Endowment by visiting us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation this morning is with Bob Suda, Assistant Commissioner for the Office of IT Solutions with the Federal Technology Service of the General Service Administration. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Steve Watson. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Well, Bob, perhaps you could take us through the organizations I just described in your title and tell us about the different roles and functions.
GSA. I'm sure most federal people know what that means to them. It's basically a landlord for the federal government. We handle buildings, we handle supplies, we handle fleet. We work on telecommunications and IT solutions. About 14,000 people worldwide, actually, that we're associated across the globe. My area, which is FTS, we deal with telecommunications and IT solutions mostly. And telecommunications, as an example, means the MCI FTS 2001 contract, which features MCI and Sprint, as well as our MAAs and local niche contracts we have in the FTS telecommunications area. The IT solutions area, though, which I'm responsible for, which is a global organization, it's about 800 people strong, we handle IT solutions from all aspects of government, mostly DOD today, anything from small computer buys to large integration projects. I have a number of organizations in our national programs that report to me that are located here in Washington, D.C. Our FedSIM, which is our Cadillac or our premier organization here in the national program, handles mostly big integration projects, anything from $100 million up to $1 billion in IT projects. We also have a center of expertise, which is called our Innovation Business Solutions Office, which takes care of smart cards, takes care of financial systems type activity, or an e-learning type activity. So we have a variety of different organizations within the IT solutions management arena. We're split into two organizations really within inside of IT solutions. We have what we call customer service centers, which is our frontline people dealing with our customers. Then behind the scenes, we have what we call our solutions development centers, which are responsible for developing contracts, what we call government-wide area contracts or GWACs. And they develop them and maintain them, as well as provide education on how those contracts work, what their abilities are for our customers out there, how they should be dealt with, and to be able to provide the solutions to our customer service centers. So our solution development centers work hand-in-hand with our customer service centers to help provide that solution to our customers. Our goal is not to provide a contract to our customer, but to provide the best solution from an IT environment that we possibly can. You've heard Mark Forman talk about unify and simplify. And that's our goal, is to try to find the best fit and be able to match what OMB's requirements are and what their needs are for the future of government in the IT arena. So we work very closely with Mark's office, as well as helping develop solutions for, mostly right now for DOD. We do a lot of work for Navy and for Marines, Army, and Navy. So we do a lot of different activities. It can be anywhere from infrastructure of an operation of a facility to doing a weapon system in regards to the IT arena. So we have a breadth of people who understand IT, who understand procurement, who are business background oriented, and heavily involved in acquisition and contract management. Most of our staff are project management experts, so they know how to run an operation or how to run a project. And our goal is basically to be a provider or a reseller of solutions. I use the example all the time. I want to go on a cruise. Let's say you want to go to the Caribbean for a week, and you need to buy clothes for that week's trip. Well, you can go in and buy it off the rack, or you can go to a personal shopper. I consider FTS IT Solutions the personal shopper. I'm going on a cruise. It's 7 days. It's in the Caribbean. I need, bathing suit. I need a black tie, whatever it might be. You come back in 4 or 5 days, and I'll have you as the personal shopper, your solution for you. And that is our goal, is to provide that solution, best fit for the organization. And that is our driving force within IT solutions. In 99, we were about $2.2 billion in revenue. This year, we will crack the $6 billion level in revenue. for IT solutions within FTS. And that's, we're a non-mandatory source. We are actually a fee-for-service organization, so we get no appropriation from Congress. And we rely on our ability to market and sell and manage contracts.
Bob, you mentioned revenue growth of $2.2 billion to $6 billion. What has driven that revenue growth?
I think from our standpoint is that our ability to go out and talk to our customers and educate them on what services we provide to the federal government and how that can help them focus on their mission-related activities. A lot of times, a lot of agencies use their procurement shops to do everything, whether it be administrative procurements, IT procurements, or mission-related procurements. We want the agencies to focus on their mission-related procurements. Let us do the IT. Let us handle the infrastructure for them and become a partner of their procurement shops. There's never an adversarial issue here. We just think that we can provide the expertise that they need in order to get them through pre-acquisition process, through the acquisition of a solution, as well as post-manage the whole contract to its end, which is it helps them get out of the firing line with industry, and we become the reseller or the facilitator of the whole process for them.
You've described a pretty diverse organization there at ITS. What is your role as assistant commissioner in overseeing that?
My role, I guess, is the oversight of developing the rates that we're going to charge our customers based upon input from our regional and headquarters locations, providing policy oversight, developing guidance that helps our staffs understand both legal as well as management review process that we need to go through to make sure we're doing a proper procurement. I've been in this job again 2.5 years, like I said before, and we've had very, very few protests. I do about 100,000 orders a year, and I think in the last 2 years we've had maybe 10 protests. So we focus on, from my headquarters level, from where I sit, on making sure that procurements are done properly and making sure our customer service level is the highest quality in government. On top of that, I plan and manage the business infrastructure, whether it be resources in regards to people, resources in regards to computers for what we're doing, or regardless of space or requirements. So I try to focus on the guidance, oversight, and the workforce. I make sure the workforce is in place to ensure that we're providing our customers the highest quality customer service.
You mentioned you've been in this position for about 2.5 years. Can you tell us a little bit about your career leading up to being the assistant commissioner at ITS?
I came out of college back in 1975 and was an assistant controller for a small manufacturing firm back in Northeast Pennsylvania. I came to GSA back in 77, I guess it was, as a intern, as an accountant in a national capital region located down in Southwest Washington. It's funny because my first day on the job, the director of finance asked me to go to a task force with our public building service. And if you remember back in the late 70s, there was a lot of fraud, waste, and abuse within GSA. And one of my first tasks was to go out and visit a field office and look at their procurement documents and their purchase orders to make sure everything was done accurately. And actually came across documentation that led to fraud and abuse within the agency. So I walked into an audit function when I was actually coming to a finance office and sort of built my career starting there, because at that time I became a results-oriented person. They wanted a result and I was there to get it for them. So I spent the first year or so on the director of finance's staff doing special projects, working on regard of accounting issues or auditing issues, things like that. So my career started off differently than what I had thought it was going to be. But it put me, I guess you can say, out front, a little bit in the limelight of doing certain things. So I became known as a results type individual. And I spent a lot of time in our national capital region from 77 to about 82, 83 timeframe. Came over to headquarters as a systems accountant, actually working on computer code, developing new ways of developing systems within the finance arena. In 1985, we decided to shut down or converge a lot of our 11 finance offices into two. We have one located in Fort Worth and one in Kansas City now. We had 11 before, so I became the person in the National Capital Region to sort of take that operation and move it to Kansas City and Fort Worth. And we had 134 people we had to relocate, where we had to find our jobs for within the National Capital Region. We did that. We didn't fire anybody, so nobody was on the street. We found them all jobs within GSA. So again, it was the type of thing where I was put in a limelight to do some of that type of work. After that shutdown of our National Capital Region office, I came back over to headquarters again in the policy and systems area within finance as a director of our public building service and FTS operation. So I understood FTS, I understood PBS from both the finance standpoint and also from a business standpoint. So I was able to walk through how they ran their operation on a daily basis. In 92, I guess, I became the director of computer operations for finance. Did that for about 2 years, and in 95 became director of finance for GSA, as well as the first deputy CFO for the agency. 98, became into FTS as their CFO. And then 2 years ago, became the head of IT solutions.
That's a good stopping point. Rejoin us in a few minutes as we continue our discussion with Bob Suda of GSA. Do you know what the integrated acquisition environment is? It's one of OMB's e-government initiatives, and we'll ask Bob to tell us more about it when the Business of Government Hour continues.